This soup does not have shishim. 60 measures regular neveile. There is no reason arise. Why? Because the neveile becomes, the identity of the neveile becomes bottle in the home of the shchut. In the home of the shchut. So, but the kasha of the mashal is, the kasha of the mashal is, but if assuming that klap ishmai is galio, that there is no shishim. So then the neveile gives a tam, neveile, in the soup. So what if it is, if there is rov in the shchuto neged the neveile? But we can feel a tam, we can feel a tam of the neveile in the soup. So tam kik, yeah. So I explained it at that time when I learned that let's say we cannot say that if a person they sell today, kosher meat that has the tam of bacon. So you cannot say that it's osir. But tam kikya, the answer is tam kikya is only shayach if the tam originates in something that is osir. But if through chemical means you affect the tam of bacon, then it's not osir. So mainly the Rashba holds, and this is the psak of the Mechaber, that the Rashba holds that in this case where you have rov of the shchuto, so the neveile becomes bottle, the identity of the iser, of the neveile, is loss, becomes bottle in the rov of neveile, that's min b'minei, midraisa, becomes bottle. So even assuming that there is no shishim in the soup, neged the neveile, so neveile you'll be able to feel the tam of the neveile in the soup. But that tam of the neveile in the soup is like the tam of bacon that one feels in the kosher. Because the yeast, the shemisa was spotted through the bitter in the shot. This is how it is. So in other words, so mele here the calculation says now in this case when cholov became vos yivat became vos. So as a result of the meliche of the cholov became what became boso, so the cholov became what the cholov akosh absorbed particles of boso. Now he puts it in milk in order to curdle cheese, and there is no shishim in the milk. Neged the cholov akosh. So that means that possibly there is no shishim neged the particles of boso. We don't know how much boso there is. So we are assuming that there is no shishim in the cholov, in the totality of the cholov, negative particles of bosor. So in melee it's possible that the particles of bosor give it tam bosor in the milk, in the cheese. So it should be osir. That's the kasha of the osir. So the Rambam says, since that those particles of bosor were mixed up, were nisari with the cholov akosh, and the heftz of basal cholov did not take effect. Because why didn't it take effect? After all, with rabbanon it should have taken effect, because the food in meliche through meliach harei kriseach through kopush. So the particles of basal, the particles of basal gave the tam in the cholov akosh, it should have become an entity of basal cholov. The answer is no. In order to become an entity of basal cholov, so each component must be whole achile. But the cholov akosh is not whole achile; it's pure shebaalme. So maybe it didn't become a heftz of basal cholov. So since the cholov shel kevo, the kevo did not become a heftz of basal cholov on account of the fact that one component of that synthesis, so was pure shebaalme. So maybe the particles of boso alpidin should become bottom in the cholov akosh. If the cholov akosh, let's say according to Rashi, that the cholov akosh is not kirshe ba'alme, so then it becomes midrabon echefzel basal cholov. So it's not shayach to say that the cholov should become bottom in the rov. I mean that the particles of boso, of the lining, should become bottom in the cholov. That's basal cholov. There is no beetle. But we don't pass for like Rashi. So the cholov akosh is pirshe ba'alme. So the mele, it could become an entity of basal cholov. And what was more, the cholov akosh or the particles of the basal? Of course, the whole Bakosh is more. So Mele, the linings, the particles of Bosom that became absorbed by the whole of Bakosh, Al-Gadim became bottled in the whole of Bakosh. And then the particles of Bosom acquired the status of Chol, of Piyoshi. It became bottled. According to Rashi, it cannot become bottled because then it becomes Bosom of Chol. Just as you cannot say when milk falls into a pot of Bosom, that it should become bottled just because the bosom is more, because that's the hefter of bosom cholov. But here it couldn't become a hefter of bosom cholov on account of the fact that the cholov is pure shebal. So since it couldn't become a hefter of bosom cholov, and the cholov akosh is much more is raw, negate the particles of bosom that the cholov akosh absorbed. So the particles of bosom lost their identity in the cholov akosh, and even the particles of bosom al bedin are to be considered as part and parcel of the cholov akosh. Since the cholov akosh as a unit is pure shebal al bedin, so even the particles of bosom that vintzias give it Am Shubach, how to be considered Al Pedim as Pirshebalmi, because they become bottle. Now you ask, how can it become bottle? But it's heta beheta, since the Chol Bakosh is Pirshebalmi. So the Chol Bakosh couldn't become an entity of Bosom Chol. So, and the particles of Bosom is heter, and the Chol Bakosh is heter. But we saw when we were in Talubes, that the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch is in Reish Tzadiktes, when you are miharei semer, the raw material of tzeva gmali with the raw material of real semer, so then there is bit of rov, and then you can make a beged of this mixture together with linen. So that means that these Rishayim say that there is bittul by heta beheta also. There is a machleket Rishayim on that. But the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kvarim in Siman Reish Tzadiktes is that there is bittul of heta beheta. So here too, when he was meleach the kevo, the chomo b'kevosim, so there at that time there was a talubes formed between the particles of the lining of the kevo and the chol bakosh. Both are heter, and the hefter was of the cholov didn't become. So the mele, what was more? The cholov akosh was more. So the mele, the chalishen bosom of the lining of the kevo became bottle. It lost its identity, and all merged in the cholov akosh. Since the cholov akosh in its entirety is pure shebal al pedin, so the mele, even the particles of bosom that the Chol Bakosh contains also everything of Pirshe Ba'almeh, because it becomes bottle in the Chol. Becomes bottle in the Chol. This is what the Darkimation means. Now, the Taz mentions this Darkimation. Uvi Darkimation, Chol HaKalfe. L'havik inesin tam v'anesin tam. Kibu shekibu ha-chol of tam ha-kevo. Havik itam rishin. El ha-tam, v'gam tam bosa ranim labo, havik Pirshe Ba'almeh. Havik Pirshe Ba'almeh. Now, the Shach, the Shach mentions what Rabbi Yosef says, and in regard to the kasha of the Darkimation, that it's not Nisintam, but Nisintam, so he says that the Darkimation misunderstood the Rabbi Yosef. The Rabbi Yosef didn't mean, that it's Nisintam, but Nisintam. The Bais Yosef mentioned that as a motion. Just as we see, what the Bais Yosef meant was something else. Just as we see, Dogim Sholu Bikar Shal Bosom, Mutaloch Lo Mikaseh. Why is Mutaloch Lo Mikaseh? Because it's not Banat. So what's the reason of not Banat? It's not Aloch Lo Mishim Sinai. Not Banat is Muter. The reason is why not Banat is Muter, because the Tam Bosom becomes a Tam Kodesh. Once it goes through two stages, so then the tamboso is very faint. That's why it's mutar leichlom b'chol. In other words, if let's say you cook, let's say according to the Rishonim you say that not only dogim sholu b'kar shel boso, but even dogim shel nizbashlu b'deir shel boso mutar leichlom b'kusach. So even that is a tam kosher. Let's say if you cooked in a fleshy kebab passione, according to many dicevo, if you cooked fish in a fleshy kebab passione, if fleshy kebab passione, so then you're allowed to eat that fish according to many dicevo, and according to Psakum Chabatu, so with milk. Why? Because first the meat gave it time, was only there. Then when you cook the fish in the gdeire, so the gdeire gave it time in the fish. So it's a derivative time. So we say you're allowed to eat that fish with cheese, with milk. Why? Because it's nascent time and nascent time. So the Shem explained it, the Rashi brought it down, they explained it on the basis of time kosh. In other words, what does it mean? Because when you eat that fish, you can, so if you are a good dilettante, a food dilettante, so then you will be able to detect the tam boso in that fish. But that tam boso that you detect in the fish is very faint. It's very weak. So it's tam kosh. So the reason is why nisim tam ba nisim tam is mutaloch mecholov is not of a special aloche of nisim tam ba nisim tam per se. Nisim tam ba nisim tam happens to have a tam kosh. V'horaye, if it is a dovah harif, so then Nabanat will learn it, Tarubes. If it is a Dovah Harif, so then Nabanat is also a Ser. Why? Because if it is a sharp thing, so then it's not Kosh. When it's not a sharp thing, then if it's a derivative Tam, it is a Tam Kosh. But if it is a sharp thing, so even though it's a derivative Tam, it's still sharp enough to be substantial, not to be Kosh. So the Mele, the Shach says, this is what the Taz. This is what the Bais Yosef meant. The Bais Yosef mentioned the Hamelei Gmoi Dogim Shalom Mikara. So he mentioned that as a dimin. We see the dimin in the case of Dogim Shalom Mikara Shalom Boso. So it's Mutabo Chomikunsa. Even though there it's a Tam Shubach Ligama. But the Tam is a Tam Kosh. So we see that when the Tam is a Tam Kosh, so it's not Oser, so Allah has come to be Hamo here. True, that the particles of Boso that are contained in the Choloba Kosh might give a Tam in the milk, in the regular milk, but what kind of a Tam will it give? After all, it will give a Tam through a certain medium. It doesn't give a Tam directly because the particles of Boso did not become mixed directly with the regular milk. It is through the medium of the Choloba Kosh that became mixed with the regular milk. First, the Choloba Kosh absorbed the particles of Boso. Then, the Choloba Kosh became mixed with the regular milk. So, through the medium of the Choloba Kosh, it gives it Tam. So, it certainly will not give a strong Tam. It will give it Tam Kosh, and it will be more Kosh than the Tam. Than the Tam of Dogi, than the Tam of Boso that you can feel in the Dogi, that one is Bashir and Dirosh of Boso. So if over there we say that it's Mutar, because there is a diminution in the Tam, so Allah has come with Hamo here, there is even a bigger diminution, because this Boso will give a Tam in the regular milk through the medium of a Dirosh. So how strong could the Tam Boso be? If these particles of Boso will have to give it Tam in the regular milk through the medium of Pirsh. So the Tam, there will be Tam, but it will be very, very diminished. The Tam Boso will be substantially diminished, more substantially diminished than the diminution that takes place in the Tam Boso in Dogim Shenis Bashu with the Yosho Boso. So this is, why doesn't the Shach accept the Darki Meishes Tam? So we could say, because if you remember, you should remember, so then in Simon Tzadik Ches, so in regard to the Mashal's Asogi, against the Mechaber, as why the Mechaber says, even Misari, the Yunin, the Shein, so the Mashal is Masik. So the Taz agrees with the Psak of the Mechaber. But But the Shach, he really agrees with the Mashal, and he says that the Rashbo, when he says Reine Sheine Midle Kileine Vashom Mili Obolov in Vatlei, so he doesn't mean that the Sheine Mili Yopeta is Muter. He only means that the Mili Yopeta is Muter. But the Sheine Mili is awesome. Why doesn't he say? So the Taz is Chilik al Shach. So in other words, so the Shach Shita is that even when Bittul is Chal, but if in the end it can give it down, so it's considered like Nikel Isa. So maybe here too, he cannot agree with the Svore of the articulation and say that the reason as to why the Bosol does not Asa the regular milk when it gives it down through the medium of the Kosh, is because since it did not become a Hefzer was the Cholov, when it combined with the Cholov HaKosh, because the Cholov HaKosh component was a Pirshe Balme, so the melee became bottle. Its identity, the identity of the Bosol became bottle. In the Cholov HaKosh, it became bottle in the Cholov HaKosh, so he didn't say that. So he can't say that, because through it becomes bottle. But in the end, when he places the Cholov HaKosh in the regular milk, and there is no shishim in the regular milk, negate the particles of Bosol, so then it should oscillate, because it then gives it down. Just as the Shach says in the case of Itaruves of Nibimine, Min Shein Mine. So vis-à-vis the Shein Mine, we cannot say Reine Shein Mine Kleine. Why? Because in the end, you feel the town of the Nevela in the soup. So here too, in the end, we feel the town of the particles of Bosor in the regular milk. But the Taz over there agrees with the Pesach of the Mechana. So Mimele, he holds that over there, even though in the end, when one eats the soup, he can detect the Taz of the Nevela in the soup. So it's Mutar, it's like the Taz of bacon in kosher meat, because the identity of the Nevela was bottled in the Mine. So here too, the Taz can say that even though in the end, he can feel the time of the particles of Bosol in the regular milk, but the identity of that Bosol got lost in the Cholov HaKosh. In the Cholov HaKosh. Because the Cholov HaKosh was love. Ligabe the particles of Bosol. Right now, I would like tomorrow I have to give the shiur. I'll try to start very early the shiur in Kiyor. So we have to go over the Gemara in Kiyor. But after that, I would like to give a short shiur, and don't become scared, it's not a regular thing. I still didn't finish the Shachs and Taz and Simon Pizayim. So after the shiur in Kiyor, I would like to have a shiur in Moscow. Now, let us go over the Shach. I think it's better than each Indian to go to the Tazim Shah. Right, now, Sikhofei. The Yesh Mishay is here. Sikhofei in Shah. The Yesh Mishay is here. Here's the Tzolot. The Chumash is after the Yisrael and the Tzolot. Our Zekos of Aram Vagoy and the Chimiyad. The Chikos of Aagoy and the Sifri is the Chal and the Chal and the Tzolot. But the Chatchim and Mashma begin as Chatz Kwa Ozi Mita Mikosh. In other words, whereas the Mashal, he passes like Rashi, but the Mechaber and Ramo, they don't pass like Rashi at all. Miu bitzolei, dai tei da, filo bide ebedos. Uchiyos bagoi, miu nire, vilchat chilo oser ab dikorus mishumar esai. Kmo shikosu bisi dalit. ומשל פרקבוס עשו מקובזיים, פוסק דאפלו קורוש חושב כל מהם, שמידים את ירש, תחיל מירד העשרה, תחיל לעשר הכר. וחדם ברמוס אז, חול ונמצא בכיבו, שמיד בבקיבוסו, או ישום עד בימי אחות, או סוב עמד. So when is it עושה, או מי מנתיזים בבקיבוסו? So then it's מוליח הרי עושה, או פוסקופוש 24 hours. But the Ramo amazing makes a comment. The Chachila in Yamiche became what he is standing. Ha cholov b'sei chakim. So the Chachila we shouldn't play with it all. So Hatam before Hashem she cholov akevo chare v'chomus she harei mabidim she nimach so what so much. So if an account of the fact that it's chare v'chomus, so it could absorb, so it should be also added also. And if it couldn't absorb on account of its chrifes and its chimut, so why is it also not chile? It's a more please go over there. So why is it l'chatchila osher? Why is it l'chatchila? So the pshat is very simple. In other words, in a chename, a mashu, it would absorb even if it's not kovish about 24 hours. It's not kovish. A mashu, it would absorb. And as a matter of fact, we saw in Tabuthes, we learned in the question of a heter, shekofshei v'kliisa. So the isa v'heter says that it's osa. The taz is massage. It's in the coupe. He says, why should it become osa? After all, when is it nifla, the nifla, after 24 hours, so then it's already, it's tamping down. That's the asod of the taz. And we saw that the shach agrees with the taz. That heter sheshor v'kliisa, for 24 hours does not become osa, because by the time it is bileya, the time it's already in the tumbling down. But then we saw that the Mogavron in Baches Pesach, Simon Tov Nun Zayin, he says that it is osa. But according to the Mogavron, so what does the Mogavron say? Why is it osa? Because it's Mibasachas. So that Mogavron must have reference to the case where, let's say, somebody cooked, let's say, Bar Yisrael in a certain part. And then, the moment he finished cooking it, he took out the Bar Yisrael, and it was Kevish in Bar Heter. He Kevish in Bar Heter. But if a certain time intervened between the Bishul of the Yisrael and the putting in of the Bar Heter, so then you cannot say that it's going Basach. But then we saw that the crazy place, so he says that it's also for another reason. Even if he doesn't put the dvar heter in the kiddush of Yisrael immediately after the bishul of the Yisrael, but let's say even if he waits, let's say 6 hours, or even if he waits 10 hours, let's say he was mivashol in the part in dvar Yisrael, so that part was beliyah the Yisrael, then he waits 10 hours, and then he puts in. A vaheter, and it is shown 24 hours. So that vaheter, after 24 hours, it becomes osa. But it should be nice time with down. So the place he says, because it doesn't mean that kovush for 24 hours is vileya, is paleit and is vileya. So everything happens as the clock, strikes 12 hours. So then all the plate comes out and all the beer. I mean, it's not so. So it's a gradual process. But, so why do we say it takes 24 hours? Because even less than 24 hours, even in 1 hour, there is a little bit of bleeding. But it's less, it's such a minimum that it couldn't give it up. So it's bottle, it's only a mashie. But a little bit of bleeding there is, even when it's kovish a little bit. But it can't give it up. So mainly that's the pshat. That's the pshat here. So what he says, so it's like tzir, alright, fine. So if it's like tzir, so monefsheh, if it was not chok, the shio kovush b'tzir, she yalla gabrish v'yatechelo, so why should it be also the chatchila? The answer is kovush b'tzir, so then in order to absorb a substantial quantity of the bosso, of the lining of the cable, so it must be, it must elapse the time that it takes. But if that time didn't elapse, so a minimum will be absorbed. But But we have to use ourselves to allow it to absorb a minimum. Alright. שנים אמרו כמו שאלת זה ראשי בסיוסף, השיר שצור שאיש שבנביכה שיחושיב ושיח נסבויה וסמכתז גם לא היה בכלי שנינוקה וכשיר מלוחוסי וכשיר יפיח וכוסף רבים ועושים את צליקאו וכדאי לי שצורך שמישה במחוסי נשאית נעל העיר ונעל אך להביח נעל this is the שח סטרץ on the task קשה the task is the קשה why does he say why does he say עד שמח Beholo, even without Chishin the Holo, it should be Mutter because the Rosh Hitel, that's not important, the Rosh Hitel, what the Rosh Hitel is. In other words, because the Shomonoch, Paskin, the Mechaber, and Ramo, Paskin, in Simen, Tzadik Aleph, that was something Asaskin the Klippe, and it's impossible to be Kaleif, so even without Chishin, let's say in the liquid, so even without Chishin, it is Mutter, so the terrorism, because I guess it is, no, here we require so here it only asks Muliach Aron Keteach if it's not Yidom HaShomim so it only asks in the Klippe so the Teretz of Nikudas HaKesef is no here it's not just Muliach here it's Muliach Bitzir because the whole of Akebo is Chari Vichomo so it's like wine it's like Tzir so there when it's Muliach Bitzir Zmeklishe Yiluke so even though it wasn't kobush, even though it wasn't kobush for 24 hours, just kobush kedish yalal gabeish v'yadecheno, so it's considered as kobush and it is mavriya v'chule. When we say that moliach alei kereseach is only mavriya kedeklipe if it's idol kochush, when it's not, if we don't have a combination of melech and tzir, but if we have a combination of moliach and kobush b'tzir, so then it's Mavuya Bechule. That was the Teretz. So this is what the Shach says. V'tzor she kol kach she yinecho machlas milche. V'nire daf v'didon dikaimo. V'milich al esa miyad v'chein afu v'milach at miyad kibera she milche mitzri. V'kol mo kem yish lahat ha kamidevet yin vidu b'kvides yin mo yinim al chaydami. Ki v'lua bocha v'kos ki v'abcha v'volom choshet me kiparash b'va'al nafim v'tzor. The sheet of the Rivi is that even Tzol has been of Pirsh. וגם מוצא רבונן נתיר אם יעושה לו דל בישו ולא יעובים מביך או ישום אבי ימח פירוש בישראלית יהבי ככוש או שו להמד משמע די חילו בין כוש ליצור והיינו לך תחיל ויעב אגב בימות על הבאה שביקוש אפילו לך תחיל הוסם שם שאין כאן ניסה או של שמחו וחיל ביקוש יהבי כפירוש אבל לא חדאי בפירוש הוא מכל מוקים כמדינים לך לשום ישראלית וכיבו על כל חוך קיבלו תאמי רכי ולוח האוסר, וכתחיל לעם בכבינס, מי יום ידבת, אסמך ובספרי, תהיה שוואת ומחוליגן, וכסוסים כאן, ואין כן דאס הרב הרבה. עד שיהי סמר בכל, כלימר עד שיהי סמר בכל אוף שאמי, ונעשו בינס, נגד החול, שאוי המקיימו, שנעשו מקיימו, משיבוס בכל, ולחיר הקושי, now that part of the שח, we already discussed, ולחיר הקושי, המי סעתי בסורך, הוא החולף של קיימו עושה מעט ושנעשה מבילה, וכן אמה אמינו לקמון, ריש סימן קופה אלף, ואם יכתיך עובר משרה ביתו ומסור מהכנס עצמו, כי מבילו בו זה בחולף, עד כאן, ואם כן, כאן כאילו שהוא דובר המיימי, אך הוא בלב בבוטו, וכמי שכוסף בספידה לחיפס עמוד החי, וכשמסמנני, אין שום כשמסר הפרשים שבן אברום, ומה יש שעושה גבילינס, מחולף של קיימו, ואם צורח הזמן בשיח עסק, שהחולף הוא יבימד ונדקים, שהגבילינס אסורס, כי משהו יסמי מדי, ניסיתה, מתנשי, ואף שהטור, כוסה, גם כי כמו שכוסה ברב, יש לו אימא והטור סביר מדובר המים שעושה בו במסמך, הוא חידס רבנתם במוד אחד. Because רבנתם שיטי זה רבנתם ישחיל כדור הלוכן. זה דובר המים מדבר את זה לבוטו. Even, so according to רבנתם, even if you curdle cheese, even if you curdle cheese in יבי לרנת, so it's good. ישחיל כדור הלוכן. But the more I mention that, So Rambam holds that the Gemara mentions it ligabei a manid of Avodah Zarah, of Tashmishi Avodah Zarah, or Zifrei Meisi, Zifrei Avodah Zarah. So Mishum Chumrat Avodah Zarah. So there is a halacha that a manid afilu belos lebato. Mashein kein if it's a manid of Nevelah, so according to Rambam. So it is bottom of the shishi. All right. But we don't pass through like Avnetam. We don't pass through like Avnetam. So we pass through that if it is Nivele, if someone is buying cheese in Nivele Venet, so I feel well of the bottle. So here, but when it was made in the Venet of a Shchuto, of a Behema Shchuto, so then it's not shy to say Dovra Mayim, because it's Eter, and only if the Bosom is so commingled with the Cholot that it gives a Tam Bosom. Mashaikin, if there is Shishim, so then it doesn't give a Tam, so it's Muter. But in this case, this Cholot of Tzolot is already became a Hefter of Bosom, the Cholot. So it's like the Veil of Enet. So even with Shishim, it should be also. That's the case. ויש לימא ודווקא דבר המים מתשוס מעצמי ממש כאילו בלי להאמין לבות מה שאם כן הוכה של המים מדוס מעצמי ושתעבו לתבוס בחולות וכרבות על שפיר ואפילו אם נגיד לתבוס בחולות ממש שנשאו לבי של חושב כאילו בשל ניצר ואם נמיד ביחד כן ניסה במשהו וכל מוקים הוכה כאילו נשאו לבי קופו שתינו מדרבונו סביב הרב וחושב כאילו בשל ניצר ואם שנעשה במים מבחול שלו עין שוב ומי הוא פיסה בהן תקרון מזיין, מלחס, איזה שאלו, עם כל משחו שכולבו שלי את זה, ונראה לי סביר עלי, והרב להיות לו בזה. So in other words, the Ramo doesn't agree with this idea. So the Shach has this discussion, and the Shach give it Teretz. So the Shach give it Teretz in two ifan. One ifan is that the Ramo, the two of the Ramo, they agree with the Shita of the Raif. But then, he said, the second Teretz, they could even agree with the Shita of the Ramba. That by boss of the Cholov, once the boss of combined with the Cholov, and the boss of giving time of boss on the Cholov, or vice versa, the Cholov giving time of Cholov in the boss, so then each component, each ingredient becomes a hefter of the Cholov. And that's the reason as to why actually Sichti is Osea, because the moment there was a combination, a synthesis, so each raw material, each ingredient became a hefter of Isa. But the Raibachit is not. That the Isa consists of the synthesis, and even after a combination took place between the Cholov and the Boso, the essence of the Isa still consists of the synthesis. So then you ask, so what if you negate the synthesis when you squeeze out the major portion of the milk that gave it time Cholov in the Boso? So then the boso should be muter. So the answer is the reason is why I shall say it's also because of a special aloche of that as a remnant of Isa, since it became osea, so it remains osea. But the essence of Isa consists not in each ingredient, but in the synthesis, in the two of them together. So in Mele, we couldn't apply the aloche of our mind and the bottle. If the mitzias had been that the synthesis is the catalytic agent, then in Chanamim. But the synthesis is not the catalytic agent. It's the Cholov that is so sharp and so acidic that serves as a catalytic agent and as a stabilizer. So Mimele, and so it's the Cholov detached from its partner, the lining of the Bosom, that serves as a catalytic agent. So Mimele, we cannot apply, and the Cholov detached, separated from its partner is not a hefter of Isar, according to the Raivet. So Mimele, we do not apply the aloche of Dovra Mayim Velvot. Then it says that even according to the Rambam, we could say that when does the Rambam say that each component becomes a hefter of Bosom Cholov? That's only when it became a hefter of Bosom in the Raisa. Mashaykin here, when it became a hefter of Bosom Cholov in the Rabbanon. So even if we agree with the longness of the Rambam, so we could say when it becomes a hefter of Bosom Cholov with the Rabbanon, then the hefter of Isa consists of the synthesis. This is what it's saying. Alright. Uchubes Rabbi Shimshim and Avram does my time. Die Sphäre ja für mein wer geht das Schäfer mit Bottle und mein Bruder mit Bottle schon aber nicht und mit kein Loch und mir kostet aber gerade ein Gelee das Dino ha holo mich ich bin aber mein Kind mit Bottle kann ich bis sage wie dich hat weil ich sehe dich so ich würde sehen dich as to the atom smog of private
that we saw in Tarubes, that as far as that hesber of Efshar Lisechti is concerned, so the Shah doesn't consider it as a Dirchek Kidor, but he says Dirchek Tzas, because the Raivet says, Ligabi Efshar Lisechti, where Bimtzia is the milk, the major portion of the milk, that gave the time of milk in the Chichas Bosor was squeezed out, and only a minimum. And that minimum does not give the time of color in the Bosor anymore. So according to the Rambam, even in that case, where the synthesis was negated, was destroyed, because you squeezed out the major portion of the milk from the Chichas Bosor. So according to the Rambam, even in that case, the Bosor, Bimtzias, that is Bimtzias separated from its milk, so is considered as a Hefzer Bosor Cholov. And the Raivet says, no, it doesn't consider it as a Hefzer. But in this case, where the synthesis does exist, except that it's not a synthesis that serves as a catalytic agent, it's one component of the synthesis that serves as a catalytic agent. So there it's very mistaken to say that even according to the Raivet, but since the synthesis does exist, so as long as the synthesis exists, so then every portion of the synthesis is a hechzer as a cholov. So even though it's only one ingredient that serves as a stabilizer and as a catalytic agent to curdle the cheese, but this ingredient exists in partnership, in association with the other ingredient. So in Mele, it should be considered as a hechzer as a cholov. So apparently, according to the Ramo, even when the synthesis exists, so we do not consider each ingredient as a hefzer viser, but only the combination. That's a bigger hefzer. That's one step further than what the Raivet says. The Raivet only says that in a case, the Raivet has reference to a case where you squeezed out a major portion of the milk from the hefzer. So the Rambam says, even in that case, that the bosor that is detached, that is being seen detached from the cholov, is a hefzer bosor cholov. The Raivet says, in that case, no, it's not a hefzer bosor cholov. So why is it osir? It's osir because it's a remnant of Israel. And maybe it's only osir the Rabbono as a remnant of Israel. Masha'ikin, in this case, where the synthesis exists intact, but even though the synthesis exists, there is a combination, but it's not a combination that serves as a catalytic agent. It's one ingredient in the combination that serves as a stabilizer and as a catalytic agent. So the Rambam says, so Memele, since it's only one ingredient of the combination that serves as a stabilizer, so we cannot apply the aloche of Dovra Mani Lelba. That's a difference. This is why it's a difference. Right, anyway, the Shachia mentioned, which was Rabbi Shimshim and Avraham was like, I mean, this is literally, that if you remind me, they gave us Kshem or Loibotim. So, Rabbi Shimshim and Avraham, so that was, in other words, so we have several Shittas Rishim. We have the Shitta of most Rishim, I mean, that's the way he passed from Chava Ramo, everybody. That's the Shitta of the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ram, that the aloche of Dovor HaMaimi that will develop the bottle applies to every Maimi that is Israel, let's say, in the vein of Enem. Not Afki HaMidizor. Midrabolon, so Dovor HaMaimi that will develop the bottle. Every Israel, but only something that is Osir. But it does not apply to Bosom Cholov. When, let's say, cheese is curdled with rennet of a Behem HaShot. That not. Why? Because they are far in order that the Yisra of Bosa the Cholov should take effect. So the Bosa must give it time in the Cholov. And here, the Rishishim, so the Bosa, the lining of the cable, does not give it time in the Cholov, so maybe it doesn't come ahead to Bosa the Cholov. That's the sheet of most Rishishim, the Rambam, Rashbo, Ritvara, and the Pesach of the Mechaber Adam. Then there is the Shite of Havnatam, who is the biggest maker, who says that even by the veil of it, it's bottom Rishishim. And when we say that it's not bottom Rishishim, but no mind me, that's Bavli Zof. Rishim Chumka Bavli Zof. But, and then, so he's the biggest maker. And then we have the Shite of Rabbi Yushin Shemin Avron, and this Shite in Chumdach Kuf Dezayin is like the Shite of Rabbi Yushin Shemin Avron, that even by Bosa B'Cholol, not Bosa B'Cholol, but even when cheese is made by rennet that was obtained from a Behemo Shchuto, so we still say that a few of the elephant bottle, that's a very big home. So all those who give a hachshar and cheese, so they are fortunate that we don't pass them like this, she did that. Deprived of their panosis. So according to Teisa Shite in Chum Dav Kuf Tezayin, so the only way to make cheese that should be muta bachile would be if you have a synthetic stabilizer. I mean, now it's made a synthetic. The Rambam also mentions it. The Rambam says the Gabi Gvinas Akum. That Gvinas Akum is also, even if it is human basov, that's a synthetic, a vegetable stabilizer. So that's according to Tesis. And cheese that is made through kosher rennet, according to Tesis, is also. How do we see that Tesis Shite is like a Shim Shim Na Om? That Kuf Tezai Lom Dao. So, the Mishnah says that Amai Mibre, that the Gemara says, that Gvina is in the Kehobi is offer. So, why? Because Mamini made some Be'er Kevas Nebele. Or, as Ramatam explained, that it's not just Be'er Kevas Nebele, but it's Be'er Kevas Avrizor. Avrizor, not just Nebele. So, Teisha says the Kashi about the design of Medale. Why does Gemara have to say that the Chachomi Masat, Gvina Sako? Because Mamid is so beer came of the veil, let the Gemara say, Yuptisha Mamid is so beer cable, the veil or no veil, what difference does it make? Let's say that the Goyim make it beer cave us shchuto, it's still a sale because it was a follow up. The Mamai Babu Bot, Tame, the Gemara before a time goes on with the Sipi Chovim, shall be so beer cave us the veil, Maya in the veil, I will shake a name, Yesh Rema, the Mishum was a follow up, we are sure to be something. So it seems from these things, you know, we are all accustomed to assume that in the ancient times, so people didn't know anything. I mean, they were not civilized. Only now people know. It's not so. I mean, I'm not talking only about Jews. I'm talking even about the ancient nations. The ancient Egyptians knew how to embalm a disease so that the body of the deceased could remain for thousands of years. And the great scientists in Soviet Russia so have to embalm Lenin's body every week, because if they wouldn't do chemical work on Lenin's body every week, then Lenin's body would deteriorate. And they don't know, I mean, they don't have the chemical knowledge of the ancient Khartoum in Israel. So it's not so, I mean, that in ancient times people didn't know anything, only modern people know everything. So Teisa says, Yesh Lema, Yushin Bosa Becholo, Lo Yasurim Misopik, Yushin Dilekel, Yusurim de Rabono, the Rabish Los Hoteos. In other words, the Gemara doesn't say that the Chachomim Asad Yunus Akon, because Mamidim Be'er Kevashchut. That they didn't say, because insofar as Kiva Shechuto, if the Mitzias had been that the Goyim, Bizman Ataloi, would be Maimi cheese, Be'er Kiva Shechuto, so then there wouldn't be any Yisair. Then there wouldn't be any Yisair of Nebele, it would only involve an Yisair of Basa B'Cholov. But what kind of Basa B'Cholov? Not Basa B'Cholov, the Rai said, because there are Bishnos of him. So, in other words, so if you are minded, a cheese in the oil keva shuto, so that's like Basa B'Cholov that is made from Yachari Kriseyach, from Kobush, so only Rabbanon, but Midrash Basa B'Cholov is only when it's
when it's made through Bishul. So in Mele, and since it was not all the time made by Goyim through the Keli Vashkotov, so in Mele they couldn't isolate. But because of the fact that many times the Goyim made cheese with their Kevas Nivelo, and that involved the Nisadaraitse, Nivelo is Yvasadaraitse, so in Mele the Chachomim asked. So it seems from this basis that the Goyim, Bisman Atanoim, did not always use Kevas Nivelo. They used other things too. What they use? Azovim, a synthetic stabilizer. So that means that in those days, so many times they used a Nivele stabilizer, but many times they used a vegetative stabilizer. So, but see, on account of the fact that many times they made the cheese with the Nivele stabilizer, so because anyway, so we see if this Reshita had been like the Ramban and the Rambam and the Ramban, that when the cheese is Huma through the valet of a Behemosh Shchuto, so this should say that it should give the same tendencies that the Ramban gives, that we should must have a Cholov Loyoser, because only when it gives a Tam, then it becomes Oser. But if it doesn't give a Tam, so even the Rabbanon doesn't become Oser. When would the Rabbanon be saying that without Bishul, it becomes a chepzor was a cholov with Rabbanon, if without Bishul, but through some other medium, it gives a tam of cholov bosa or bosa cholov that it accomplish from Yulicha and so on. Masha'in came, here we don't give a tam, there is shishi in the cholov, naked aligning of the shchut or anet. So, why does Teisa give the taret? So we see that Teisa agrees with the shike of Rabbi Shimshi and Rabbanon. ואם הוא יקים הקרוש כלימר, אם הוא יאכל החולוב של קיים, אם הוא יאכל החולוב של קיים הקרושו, אם ניסה לסכום, אפילו הוא יסמר בחולוב שהוא מדמר את החולוב של קיים. והטעם בביקורוש חושי והחולוב כפיר שבאו. ובקל ימי מהאוקופונים קיבו הטעם לרקיבו, בני סיתם ובנס, ולאחר בני סיתם בני סיתם לתרא, תו הטעם השני דינזורר, ודומר לבצורים שבלוי מבוסו, ובשלום דרך לבס. The washing is a little complicated, but you see, the shach, has reference to the pshat of the teretz of the besiyosi. So he says, the havalei kinis tam banis tam, kidogim shorob bikoros shemitam lochom bikosim. So then the darkevei shares the kashe, but over there it's nis tam banis tam. Mashenik in here it's not nis tam banis tam, it's just a primary nis tam. So the documentation is another terence. So the documentation is another terence. But the Shach rejects the documentation's terence, and he agrees with the terence that the Yosef gives. But he says the Pshat in the Bes Yosef is not the way the documentation understood it. You see, the documentation understood the Bes Yosef terence to be that here it also involves an Indian of Nisitam and Nisitam. That's not so. But what the Bes Yosef means is, for the same reason that Nisitam is Muta, why is it Muta? Why are you allowed to eat fish that was cooked in a fleshke pot? After all, the meat gives tam in the gdeira, and the gdeira gives tam in the fish, so why should you be allowed to eat that fish with milk? Nisim tam, but isn't tam. So the pshat is because it's a tam kosher. Because a substantial diminution has taken place in the tam as a result of going through two processes. First, one is in town, then another is in town. So the reason is not because Nais in town, but is in town per se. It's because if it's Nais in town, but is in town, so then there is, the town is Niklash. Is Niklash. And no raye, if it's in the Bahari, so then if Nais in town, but is in town, is also. Even Nais in town, but is in town, is also, because then the town is not Niklash. So he says, so in this case, it's certainly Niklash. But it doesn't mean, this is what the Shach is saying. He said, "Kleina, imoyo acholof shemikibo kusho. In seres kuma kulo yisame becholof shuma neged acholof shemikibo. The atam to be kosh kosho becholof kipir shemaom. The later mima akoponim kibo atam mirakibo nisitam midvines. So that's the kashim bishios. We will have a nisitam by nisitam leteire, and we cannot say as the bishios says according to the interpretation of the Dakanish." Nisim tam, but nisim tam klal. Uch meshi besafti. Elo dechivim shu pirish gomu. Goram nisim tam, but nisim tam is over. So in other words, what did he say? He, you see, the levush accepted the teretz of the Bes Yosef. And he understood the Bes Yosef the way the documentation is. But the only difference is the documentation understood it that way, that the Bes Yosef meant mamish, that this is an Indian of Nagbanat. And he was masik, and the levush accepted. So maybe the shach is masik and levush. We couldn't say that this is not because this is analogous to the case of psalim shebuim liboso who bishlo midere cholemes. So then we require samech neged the bosa shel psalim. We don't say it's not banat because after all. Because he was mivashing l'derech leves not boso but only onions that absorb boso. The answer is, but the onions that absorb boso represents the primary tam of boso, not the secondary tam, not the derivative tam. So here too, the pirshe, this cholav hakodesh represents the primary tam of boso, not the derivative tam of boso. So he rejects the Levush tam. The Levush accepted the Bes Yosef Teretz literally. And he agrees with it. But the question is, how can we equate this with Narbanat. After all, Narbanat, so there is a derivative term, but here is the primary term. This is mamish analogous to Tzolim Shebolim Miposo, Ubishvom Migdero Chlemes, and Milchike Kele. So then we require an order. So then we require Shishi negative Boso, and we don't say, well, that Tam Boso is not to be regarded in any way, because it's like not Banat. No, the answer is no, it's not Banat. It's the first time, it's the primary time. It's not the Boso itself, but it's the primary time of Boso. Masheinke, fish that was cooked in a Kleinshike pot, so it's not the primary time, it's the derivative, it's the secondary time of Boso. That's why it's muta to eat it with milk. But here is the primary time, like Solom Shebolom and Boso. So here, the pirsh was beleach, boso. It's mamish, analogous to the case of Tzolim Shebolim. Now, Tzvi Batzadik says, the Terence explains the Tzvi Batzadik in the margin here. Bechol Nakon, Vitzol Chleima, Vidas HaTerezov, the bottom line on the margin, the Chibi Shehu Kosh, in the in the Nessa, the Apostle of the Pirish, Luinessa, Vitam Sebos of Sheboy, Akate Tele, Mishimoche Avenis, Tam Banis, Tam the Tele, Behold the Bipson Masrinon, Tam Cheni, Hosom der Abish, the Asian Satel, Avakam, Bikomish, the Boss of the Hollow, the Rabbonon, Loyachmiro Bitam Cheni, Loyachmiro Bitam Cheni. So, in other words, so he says that the Shite of the Akarazor, that's a very big thing. In other words, you see, the Primi Godin said it as a double poshut. He said it as a double poshut that according to the psak of most Hashem, except Rashi, all the Hashem in pass, the Tam Kiker is the Raiseh. So then, according to the Shita of most Hashem, that we pass the Tam Kiker is the Raiseh, then it certainly is also the raise to eat the milk that was boiled in a fleishike kele ibase. And not only is it also the raise to drink that milk and you are chayim malkes on that milk, you are even chayim malkes on the bishul of milk in a fleishike part that is ibase. I mentioned it, this the Primi Godin. He says, yeah, according to Rashi, the Tam Ki Iker is the Rabbanon. So my show is so in Tam Ki Iker is only also the Rabbanon. But by Moshe B'cholom, it's certainly also the Raisa, because there is a special Av, which is Vashem Yim Halevi. But then we can say, since there is no Aloha of Tam Ki Iker, the general printing, but this special Isem of Moshe B'cholom, so the special Isem of Moshe B'cholom applies only to a case where the Boso directly gave it Tam in the Cholo. Let's say when you are Mevashel, Boso with Cholo in the same path. But when you are Mevashel, Cholo in an empty pot, but a fleshy pot in Basyeme, then, so the Boso doesn't give directly a Tam in the Cholo. The Boso first, let's say if you cook meat at 6 o'clock this morning. And then now, it's Basyeme, I take the same pot that is clean, and I boil milk. So the boso does not give directly in time in the hollow. The boso at 6 o'clock in the time in the day. And now, when I boil milk in the day gives a time in the boso. So it's a secondary time, but it's not banana tele, because at the time it is a secondary time, it's a derivative time, it's already a suet, then it's already a secondary time of boso hollow, not of boso. You see, when you cook, let's say fish in a fleshike pot, so the meat gave a time of meat in the pot, and then when you cook the fish, the pot gives a time in the fish. So it's a secondary time that there. Mashein came when you cook milk in a fleshike pot, so the meat gave a time in the tere, and now the tere gives a time in the hollow. So it's also a secondary time, but not a secondary time. The Tam Sheni is a sewer already. It's Bosa B'cholov. It's not Bosa. So it does. So the Primi Godin assumes that according to the to most Shem, who passed Tamti Yadraise, Solvonis Chayim Malkes, not only if he eats milk that was cooked together with meat, but even if he eats milk that was cooked in a fleshy kepati basyeve is chayim malkes. And not only that, but if the Megodin takes it for granted that if somebody cooks for a goy milk in a fleshy kepati basyeve, so is chayim malkes. Why? Because we say tam ki kyan is the raisi. So mele, since tam ki kyan is the raisi, so and tam ki kyan the raisi, we learn it out from the Ulemidion. So there are two psukim from which we learn out the halacha of tam ki kyan. One posuk is the psukim of mishos. Mishos means by nozir. In other words, the nozir takes the grapes and he soaks them in water, and then you drink the water. So there is the first time, because the grapes directly give it tam in the water. But the other pasuk from which we learn how the halacha of tam ki kyan is gula midyon. What does gula midyon mean? The keli of the midyonim. So in other words, they will lay all kinds of beers of Israel. They lay off chelev, of chelev, of everything. So the Israelites were commanded, well, it's tave to be magyar, and they were not allowed to eat anything in that day, if it didn't go through, if it wasn't subjected to agor. Why? Because in the Bele, give it time in the Gdeire, and then if you cook, let's say, Shmutotet, so the Gdeiro gave it time in the Bosor Heter. It was a Heter. So there it's also a secondary time. It's a second time. And it's awesome. So in Bele, the Primogodim says that since we passed Tam ki ikya is the raise, so one is chayev malkes, not only if he eats milk that was cooked together with meat, but even if he eats milk that was boiled in a fresh kepati basyeme, and he's in chayev malkes for cooking such a meat. He considers it a double portion, but it's not such a double portion. Most poskim say that, but it's not self-evident. We could say this to the contrary too. And we could say that even though we passed the tam ki ikyan is the raise, but why? Because the Xerus HaKos, and we know that tam ki ikyan is the raise, even in connection with Kalim, that the Xerus HaKos will go in Midyon, but we could say, when is tam ki ikyan the raise by Isurabon, let's say go in Midyon. So in other words, so the Kalim of the Midyonim had the Bli of Israel, and they were trained for Chedem of the Am of Ever. Some mele, those kelim or osa, you're not allowed to be mivashel in those kelim. Even though when you are mivashel, so you don't have the first time, the primary time of the Yisrael, of Yisrael Bolah, but the secondary time. Because the Nevele gave time in the Gdeira of the Midyonim, and then the Gdeira of the Midyonim gave time in the Heter that the Israelites cooked. So it's the secondary time, the derivative time. So, but it's a derivative term of Isurebo. But maybe when you boil milk, in a French Kipati Basyeme, so it's a secondary term, of Heter. So in other words, there was a Heterebola. And then, so the Boso gave the time of Bosom in the Deire, and then the Deire gave the time in the Cholov. Of course, by the time it reaches the Cholov, so it's Bosom the Cholov. But maybe the Aloche of Tam Ki Iker has no application. Maybe the Zerzakosov of Tam Ki Iker has application only to Yisurebo. We learn it out from Gula Midyon. And as far as the special Zerzakosov of Bosom the Cholov is concerned, so of course, there it's always Bosom is Heter and Cholov is Heter. So you have a special Zerzakosov that when the two combine, so it becomes a Heter Bosom Cholov. Why? Because of the Bosom of Vashem Dima Chalim Rimei. That might have reference only where the Bosom directly gives time in the Cholov, not where the Bosom first gives a time in the Gdeira and then the Gdeira gives a time in the Cholov. So you could argue that way. But the Primigodim and the Crazy Placey and most Poskim, they assume, they take it for granted, that in as much as we pass the Tam Ki Iker is the Raise, so the Mele then Zeres HaKosuf has application not only to Yisur and Polah, but even to Heter Polah. Even to Heter Polah. So the Primogodim only says you can consider that question only according to Rashi, that we pass mitam ki italis rabbonon. So he could say, so he still could say, even according to Rashi, that I was in the cholov, so he chose something that I say, even when it's the secondary time, because of the special zirzakosov. But we could say, since we have no zirzakosov of tam ki ita, that applies into the secondary time, that is learned out from the Yom Midyon, so then the zirzakosov of tam, that was in the cholov itself, in the posik of Rashi and the Chalavine, that applies maybe only to the primary time, when you are the Yom Vashel, was all in cholov, not when the Yom Vashel cholov in the Freishik and Beire, Eibasei. But, so he says, so according to Rashi, so there are two opinions. But according to all the other Rishayim, Mufaskin, the Tamkik and the Raisei, there are no two opinions. Why? Because he assumes that since Tamkik and the Raisei, and we have this apostle of Tamkik and the Raisei, the secondary town, the Raisei from the Alfusi from Vulamidion, so there should be no difference between Isurimola and Jerobola. But it's possible to argue the other way. And this is what the Tzvila Tzadik says. This is what the Tzvila Tzadik says. We hold the Mitzvah Nasrin. Tam Sheni, Hosom Dero Bisro, Nishitza Teiro, Aru Kam, become which because of the whole of the Rabbanon, Lo Yachmir Om Dashim. I mean, well, at least the Tzvila Tzadik can be explained that way. So, I mean, I'm not 100% sure that he meant it, but it could be explained that way. In other words, so the Levush could be explained, in other words, that the Levush is Chelik and Mos Voski. And the Levush holds that even though we pass in Tam Kikar is the Raisei, but how do we know that Tam Kikar is the Raisei? Even by secondary time, from Gula Midyon. But Gula Midyon deals with the Isur Ebola, not in Tel Ebola. So maybe by most of the whole of world, it's Tel Ebola. So we have especially the Sakosuf of Vashti Dibach HaMivinei, but then the Sakosuf has reference to the primary time, but not to the secondary time. So maybe that means when you are with Vashti, you know, So in other words, you can say that when one is mevashe cholov in a teiras boso basiemo, so there is not even a raisa, and it's only even a rabon. Now there is one achim who says that explicitly. I mean, I don't know what the Tzvila Tzadik means then, but there is one achim. The Yad Ephraim, at the end of Siman Pizayin, now certain extracts of the Yad Ephraim are mentioned via the margin, but just certain extracts, but not everything. But the Yad Ephraim, that's from Ephraim Zalman Magolis, and Siman Pizayin, he says, he is chelik on the primigodim and most poskim, and he says that when one is mivashe, cholo, in a deras boso basyeim, also it's only miserable. Nothing is a raisa. Why nothing is a raisa? But after all, Tam Kinkia is the raisa. And so the aloha of Tam Kinkia applies into a secondary time. That's the Ulam Midyon. When Yom Evashel Heter in Igdira Sisa Basyeimo, so that Heter is also there. Why? Because the Isa give a Tam there, and there give a Tam the Heter. So it's a secondary time, and that's also the raisa because of the aloha. Oh, so let this din apply to Masam Cholov too. So obviously he holds that this Zerzakosov of Tam Ki Ikea that is mentioned in connection with the Sun Ebola has no application to a Tein Ebola. But by Masam Cholov, if you are Mubashi and Boso, the Cholov Mamesh, where you have a primary time, so then we have a love. But that love does not necessarily deal with a secondary time. That love deals with the case where Mevashi and Boso with Cholov, not Cholov in the Gderosh of Boso, the secondary time. So Cholov in the Gderosh of Boso, Basim is only Osam Rabban. So we can explain that the Aterezov that way. So in other words, the Aterezov agrees with the other Ephraim. So that means that even in this case, there is no Isa de Raisa. So then you ask, so why do we say in Siman Tzadik Vov that Psalm Shebol Miboso Upishlo Mideroch Leves, so require Shishim Negle Boso? Why should we require Shishim Negle Boso? After all, we don't have here the primary time. The primary time of the Boso. First the Boso gave time to the Psalm, and then the Psalm gave time in the Gdeiro. So it's a secondary time. So it shouldn't be yourself. The answer is, Mitra Bodhi itself is yourself. So in other words, even the Yadavrayim is made that Mitra Bodhi only secondary town by possible hope yourself. The Yadavrayim only holds that Midrash is not yourself. So let's say, if Veta was in his Bashirin, in Igdiras, in Beile, Basimo, then it's also Midrash. But if Cholov was in his Bashir, in Igdiras, Basimo, Boso, it's not also Midrash, but Mitra Bodhi it's also. So, since it's only Osam de Rabbonon, so it's only Osea, this is what the Tzvi Tzadik says. He says, oh, it's all the Chlima Midas after his own, the Chlima Shul Korush, and the Nesam Abbas of Pirish, the Abbas of Pirish. Lui Nesam, it can't Bosa Shubay Akat El Teiru, Mishu Maach Le'abris Tam Al Ezitam De Teire, Vihodi Bimtzori Maschinon Tam Sheini, Hosom De Rabishon Yishis A Teire. So in other words, me the Raise, even the Rabishon is not Osa Teire, because it's the secondary town. But with Rabbonon it's Osa. So when, since it's a secondary town, the Bosa Becholov is only Osa, with Rabbonon, so the Chachomim only Asa that the Rabishon, Mashiach can hear, when it's not the Rabishon, I will come, because it's the Becholov, the Rabbonon. So lo yechliru b'tam sheni, because even the Rabishon, tam sheni, of Bosa Becholov is only Osa Becholov. But this can only, this certainly cannot be said, according to most poskim who take it for granted, that if Tam Kinikya is the Raise, then even by Bas Becholov is the Raise. Only, so you have to say that the Terezov agrees with the Shite of the Alpha. Alright, now the next. Im Hemi Gvido Be'er Kivasriyo. Im Yeish Batam Bosar Asur. Vim Lav Beteres. Vim Lav Beteres. Avo Amayni Be'er Kivas Nevevo Utrevo Ubeimot Meyo. Eisia Becholshu. Mishum Vidobo Odetz the Shite of the Rambam, the Rajko, the Ritva, the Rambam. Mishum Vidobo Oso Be'atzim. Umayni Lav Lubelot. Vidavke Shavahoy Yosho Mayni Lachim. Rako Oso. Avo Limo Yishom. Gam Ki Mayni Heter. Havizev zegeirem umuter yikesamech negedoyis. So the Ramor mentions a big finish that when we say that if cheese was curdled with a nevela velvet, so the cheese is also because the Ramayim is after the belly of the bottle. That is only if there is no other stabilizer. But suppose there are two stabilizers, let's say you have nevela velvet, then you have synthetic velvet. You have synthetic velvet. Now, so then, there is one rabbi who is giving the hechsher and such a cheese on the basis of Zeb Zegeren, which is not the proper thing. But so the Ramo says that it is muta. Why Zeb Zegeren? Zeb Zegeren. So the Shach says, now the notion of the Ramo is, Avim Hoyoshom Gamke Mamid Heter. Have a Zevi Zeger. Vidavke Shoyoshom Mamid Acher. Rakoser. Avim Hoyoshom Gamke Mamid Heter. Have a Zevi Zegere. Umuter. Pashtas Aloshon of the Ramo tends to indicate, I'm saying Pashtas Aloshon because the Shach doesn't understand the Ramo that way. But the Pashtas Aloshon, if somebody is not alone and he would just read the Roshon of Ramo without telling on this, so he would assume that the Ramo means that when is the cheese Oser only when there is one mind. The mind of Nevela Velet. But if there are two minds, Nevela Velet and synthetic Velet, then it's new. That's how it's mashed. But the Shach puts a limitation on the Ramos V. Nire, Sifanero, Nire, the Dafte Kishinoiser, Yochel Hamid Nivadin, Biloya Hek, Holabo Chos, Holabo Chos, the Yochel Muchach Lehek, Bimor the Haishom, Shekosav Shomraya Lidinzi. So he puts a limitation on this new Ramo. When does the Ramos say that if there are two Mamidin, a Hetamahid, and Isamahid, so the cheese is muter, that is, if the Iser by itself, the Iser might be available by itself, couldn't curdle the cheese, but only through the aid of the synthetic velvet. But suppose the available by itself is sufficient to curd the cheese, even though the synthetic melon by itself is also capable of curdling the cheese, so then it doesn't. Of course, that is very reasonable. Suppose the nevele rennet by itself, the nevele rennet by itself the nevele rennet by itself can curdle the cheese, and the heter rennet by itself, the synthetic rennet by itself, cannot curdle the cheese, then it's a double portion that it's offered. But the Shach says that even if the nevele rennet by itself can curdle the cheese, even though the synthetic rennet by itself can also curdle the cheese, so then the cheese is offered. When does the Ramos say that the cheese is muter if the nevele rennet by itself cannot curdle the cheese? But if the nevele rennet by itself can curdle the cheese, even though the synthetic rennet by itself can also do the job, then it's off. That's a chiddush. Now, nearly dafke kishin yisrael yochel lahamid levadei v'lo yaheter. Holamo. But if the yisrael is yochel lahamid levadei v'lo yaheter, even though the heter is yochel lahamid levadei v'lo yaheter, so it's off. So it's off. Now, this is a chiddush. Now, there is one Mishnah in all the Perek Beis, Mishnah Yudav. Seyo shel chum, vishal tchumo shel noflu v'sei chisot. Loi bozeket ilei chameitz, v'loi bozeket ilei chameitz, nitztarfu v'chimtzu, reb Lezer imer, achar achrin alibo. V'chachomim imrim, bein shenofar nisa v'tchilo, bein bisof, le'ilo meinei seyo, at yehei beiket ilei chameitz. So here we have a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomi in regard to the question of Zeri Zegeirem, where you have two geirim, two factors. A nisarike geirim, a seir shal trumo, so mazor and mitzisa, and the seir shal hetarike geirim, a hetarike factor. So a seir shal chum. So suppose each one by itself is incapable of accomplishing the purpose of serving as a catalytic agent, as a stabilizer, whatever it is. Loi pozeket lechametz, loi pozeket lechametz. In other words, the catalytic agent of truma by itself is incapable of fermenting the dough. And the other by itself is also incapable. But the two together, through the cooperation of the two, so then the dough can be fermented. So Rebbe Lezer says that it's awesome. Rebbe Lezer says it's awesome. V'chachomim emrim, bein shenof ha-misa v'chilo bein bisof, le'ilo meneisi ratchei v'lechamitz. In other words, in view of the fact that the seyo shal truma by itself is incapable of fermenting the dough, and it can only ferment the dough with the cooperation of the Seir Shal Chum, so the Meir Zev is a Geirem, and it's good. And the Gemara in Psochim, in Gemara in Amizor, says that the Machleket between Rav Lezer and the Chachomim is on the question whether Zev is a Geirem is Muter or Zev is a Geirem is Oser. Rav Lezer holds Zev is a Geirem is Oser, and Chachomim holds Zev is a Geirem is Muter, and we pass by Chachom. So this is the case that the Shach has referenced. Dafke kishinu yisa yochel ahamid mitbadi b'vayayim. So that case is the case that is involved between Rav Lezer and Chachomim and Pasuk and Chachomim. How about that case? Now this is Perek Beis of all the Mishnah Yudal. But then we have two other Mishnahs in all the Perek Beis of all the Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes. Seir shel chum shenofar v'sechis v'yeish beyid lechamitz. So the seir shel heter is capable by itself of fermenting. V'akach nofal seir shal trum, oi seir shal koyaker, Klaker, the age that you can hunt is osir. Seir shel chum, shel nofal isir chiso vichit, v'akach nofal isir shel chum, or isir shel tuyakem, v'yeh yin lecham it's osir. Rabshim amat. The Rambam Tanora says that Rabshim is not chilin kal mishneches. But this is difficult, so Rabbi Gmeya, as the kash. We see from the Gemara that Rabshim is chilin kal mishneches as well. So it's Gemara refreshes. So that means we have in mishneches, we have a machlekes between the Chachomi, and Rabbonon, the Tanekame, and Rabshim. Tanekame says, Seir shel chum shenofal isichiso, v'yesh begit lechamit, v'hakach nofal seir shel trumo, or seir shel lakerem v'yik lechamit zoseh. In other words, Tanekame deals with what case? Not with the case that the Ramo deals according to the interpretation of the Shach. The Ramo, when he says, there is a gerem is muter, he deals with the case when you have two stabilizers, an invader stabilizer, and a synthetic stabilizer. And the Nivela stabilizer by itself is incapable of curdling the cheese. Only together with the synthetic stabilizer it can affect that. So then the Ramo says it's mutter. That's the sheet of the Chachomim, who actually can be blazer in Mishneh Yudalot. But here in Mishneh Ches we have another case where you have two factors. One gerem heter, one gerem miser, and each factor by itself is capable of doing the job. The heter factor is capable of doing the job, and the iser factor is capable of doing the job. And we put in both sails, both yeast, both types of yeast. So Tanekame says it's osir. And Reb Shimon, and the Gemara says in so many words, I mean the Rabbi Batanor is difficult, that he is chilek on the ratio. And Mishneches. So, in other words, so it seems that we have machlikes tanoim in regard to each case. In regard to the case where each factor by itself is incapable of doing it, and the two together do the job, we have a machlikes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim. Rabbi Elazar asks the Chachomim matter, and of course the Aloch is like the Chachomim. So it's a gerem is mutter. So that involves no shy. But in regard to the case where each factor by itself is capable of doing it, but and both did the job, so then we have a machlekes between the Tanekam and Rav Shimon, not between Rav Elazar and the Chachomim, but between the Tanekam and Rav Shimon. Tanekam and Rav Shimon, is it two separate machlekes, or is the same machlekes? So we have a machlekes b'shemim on that. Now, the Morim Tzochit Achobom on the base and Chobzayim Dalek cites the Machlekes between Rav Elazar and Chachamim. The Machlekes in the base of all the Mishneh Dalek. Mishneh Dalek. So, the Morim says like this. Seir Shalchum, Mishal Tchum, Mishal Tchum, Sechim, Sovim, Bezekit Lach, Nuvim, Bezekit Lach, where each factor, each given by itself, is incapable of doing the job. ונצטרו וחיצו, רב לזר אומר אחר אחר לנו בו. וחכומים אומרים, בין שנוף ניסה לך תחילה, בין שנוף ניסה לבסוף, ואילו מיני סירת שהיא בגידו אחמיץ. שבתי סידה חוזה מן דלף סץ, עד שהיא בגידו אחמיץ. פירש בייסר, תהי איש בייסר. Now, you have to remember, you have to take notice of the fact that this represents Mishnah Yudalev, where Rab Lezer and Chachomim Achilik. So Perish B, Achei Bekidu Hachmitz. Perish B Yisa. The E Yesh B Yisa. Vigam B Heta Kedil Hachmitz. Suppose both sales, both types of yeast, are capable of fermenting the dough. But he put in both types of yeast. The E Yesh B Yisa. Vigam B Heta Kedil Hachmitz. Nira Le Rashbo, that's the Rash. Rabbi Shim Shimon Avraham. Dishon. So in other words, he's saying, even though here Tesfas is referring to the Chachomim of Reb Lezer, and the Chachomim and Reb Lezer deal with what case? Of Ein Bozeket Lechamez, Ein Bozeket Lechamez. But according to Tesfas, it's the same thing. Ein Bozeket Lechamez, ואין בזקת לחמץ, and יש בזקת לחמץ, ויש בזקת לחמץ, ציינך. היינך, so it's not like the shaf, is it? So it doesn't appear to be like the shaf, is it? So he says, near perish bisa, the yesh bisa with a mehetak in the hachmitz, near a rashbo de shore, to be fair, basta de misach sa de zore, tanya seer shal chum mishal tumo, shenofu liso, u bozeke de la hachmitz, u bozeke de la hachmitz, vi chim zu oser, vi rabshime matia, vi hashte, hava rabshime ki rabolon de och. So he says, rabshime is mat. So, it goes without saying that according to Rav Shimon, there is a heter of seven geirim, even in the case where each geirim by itself is capable of doing the job. The heter geirim is capable of doing the job, the isa geirim is capable of doing the job. So, it's the mutter, according to Rav Shimon, that goes without saying. So, I mean, the shachar also have to be related. But, what would you say? Over there we have a machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. So, how do we pass for the Chachamim? Over here we have a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. How do we pass for like the Chachamim? So that means we had the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the biggest maker. That's how it is. I mean, but Tosfos doesn't say that. So one could say that we have three mandomas. We have the biggest machlia. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer in the page of all the Mishnah Yudalev. So he holds that Zev is a geirim is oser even when the Geirem of Isa is incapable of doing the job by itself. So it's the Osa. And at that point, the Chachomim Achiri can be say, in the case where the Geirem of Isa is incapable of doing the job, except with the aid of the Geirem of Eter, then Zev is a Geirem is Buter, and we pass by the Chachomim. Then we have another Machlekes, in another case, between other Chachomim, not the same Chachomim, another group of Chachomim, between another group of Chachamim and Rav Shimon, in regard to the case where each Geirem can do the job by itself. So Rav Shimon goes so far as to be making even in that case. But the Chachamim of Rav Shimon, they say no, that case not. But the Chachamim of Rav Shimon will agree with the Chachamim of Rav Lezer, because they deal with two different cases. That's how one would say it. But Tesis in Pesachim doesn't say that. Tesis in Pesachim doesn't say that. But who says that? Tesis in Abelizor and Avnum Tes, and Tesis in Abelizor and Avsamachas. He says that. Oh. Ache hei bi yisak el chamiz, Avnum Tes, in Abelizor. Memalo, the Bramasco, takes the Bramasco, the Isa Kilachamitz, Perush, the Os Osea, Afluyej, the Heta Namek in Lechamitz. Whereas Tesis in Psochim Dab Chob Zayin says, in explaining the Rabbonin of Rav Lezer, so he says, the Yej Beisa Kilachamitz, the Gam Beheta Kilachamitz. So then it's Mutea, in other words, that the Rabbonin of Rav Lezer agree with Rav Shimon. With Rav Shimon's din, but Tesis in Abelizor and Avnum Tes says no. The Rabbonon of Rav Lezer say that it's muter if the Geirem of Isa by itself is incapable of doing the job. But if the Geirem of Isa by itself is capable of doing the job, even though the Geirem of Eter by itself is also capable of doing the job, then Zev is a Geirem is also according to the Rabbonon of Rav Lezer. But how about Rav Shimon? So Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon is more mekel, but we don't pass for like Rav Shimon. So the Rabbanan Achirik are Rav Shimon. And this takes a shita in Amizor Adaf Mefes, and this also takes a shita in Amizor Adaf Samaches. So in other words, so we have a machlikes between Tesves and the Rashbo. Not the Rashbo, Rav Shimon and Aderes, but the Rashbo in Tesves, that's the Rash, Rav Nishim Shimon Avon. The Rashbo in Tesves in Pesach and Daf Kof Zayin. So according to Tesves of Shita in Amizor Adaf Mefes, and Amizor Adaf Samaches, so it's two separate machlekes. There is one machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim as to whether we say Zev is a Geirem Mutter. So Rabbi Lezer is the biggest machmir. He says there is no such thing as Zev is a Geirem Mutter. So even in the case where the Geirem of Iser by itself is incapable of doing the job, except with the cooperation of the Geirem of Eter, still it's awesome. And the Chachamim of Reb Lezer say, no, if the Gerem of Yisea by itself is incapable of doing the job, and only through the help of the Gerem of Eter, then it's Muter. Matzah is Gerem Muter. Mashenk, in the case where the Gerem of Yisea by itself is capable of doing the job. Even though the Gerem of Eter by itself is also capable of doing the job, then according to Chachamim of Reb Lezer, so it is also. And the same thing is true according to the Chachamim of Reb Shimon in Perek Beis of Olam, Mishneh Ches, Mishneh Tes. But Reb Shimon is a bigger matter, but we don't pass like Reb Shimon. We pass like the Chachamim of Reb Lezer and like the Chachamim of Reb Shimon. And the Chachamim of Reb Shimon agree with the Chachamim of Reb Lezer. But he says, if you saw him, Rav Kov Zayin, he says, no. He says that the Chachamim of Reb Lezer agree with Reb Shimon. So the question is, v'hashte, had Reb Shimon ki Rabbono? Of Reb Lezer. So why does he treat so discriminately the Rabbono of Reb Shimon? Why does he say that? I mean, the hashtag. After all, the Mishneh Yudalev deals explicitly with the case of Ein Bozeche Lecham. It's very spelled out. The Rabbono, so in that case, the Rabbono say that it is Muter. And the Rabbono of Reb Shimon do not say that in that case of Ein Bozeket L'Chametz, it is also, they say in the case of Yesh Bozeket L'Chametz. So why does he say, V'hashteh Haver Reb Shimon K'Rabbono? So, the Chazon Ish says something very good here on this thesis. Chazon Ish, and Yodeh, Siman Choptes. Now, so he says, the thesis says, V'hashteh Haver Reb Shimon K'Rabbono, because even the Rabbonon who say in Mishneh Ches, Ein Bozeket L'Chametz, Ve'Seir Shalchu, Ve'Shalchu Moshe Nofo, Ve'Yesh Bozeket L'Chametz, Ve'Yesh Bozeket L'Chametz. So it's also, Rav Shimon says it's Muter, the Rabbonon also agree with Rav Shimon. That there is a Gerem is Muter, according to Tesis here, that there is a Gerem is Muter, even in the case where each Gerem by itself is capable of doing the job. So even though the Gerem of Yisrael is capable of doing the job, the Gerem of Eter is also capable of doing the job. So in Mele, the Rabbonim agree with Reb Shimon. But why do the Rabbonim chilek on Reb Shimon? So here they say, the Rabbonim of Reb Shimon hold that in this specific situation, it's not shayach to say, Zev is a Gerem Muter. When is it shayach to say, Zev is a Gerem Muter? That is shayach only when the same thing would have been done without the Gerem of Yisrael. Let's say, according to Tesis, in Tzochim Daf Chof Zayin, so the Aloche would be not like the Shach. Then the Aloche would be that if somebody curls sheaths with two stabilizers, a Nivele stabilizer and a synthetic stabilizer, and each stabilizer being incapable of curling the cheese, but only through the cooperation of both, the cheese is made, even in the case, according to Tesis itself. So, even in the case where you use two stabilizers